And how difficult did you find that? I mean, I guess it was all you knew, but how hard was it to go out there and, you know, you might be in the pool with other people, but when you're swimming and your head's down, you basically only got yourself a company.
Yeah, no, it's really true. Growing up, it was like so much easier because you were part of such a big club. You were training with people the same age. Like, it was just that club environment and it was a lot more fun. And then because I stayed part of a small club as I was training for the Olympics, I was the only one do it that was a female distance swimmer. I didn't have a training partner. I didn't have anyone to kind of like push me along like I did growing up. So I had to go through that transition. And I found it really, really difficult, especially the last 2 years of my career. It was really tough because I was so used to training with people and having someone there to push you on. I think you always push yourself harder if there's somebody next to you. You give it an extra little 10%. You kind of push yourself because you get competitive and you want to beat them and everything else. So it was a lot easier. So when you train by yourself, it's just you, and mentally it's a lot tougher, even though the sessions are exactly the same workouts, and even if your coach is giving you something that you have before, it's just because you're on your own that you've got that real mental strength that you have to kind of tap into. And it definitely takes a while, and I think you've just got to take the good with the bad. There is going to be days where you're just like, I really can't be bothered, and you have to really, really force yourself. And like, whereas there'll be other days where the weather's nice or whatever, and it's just like easier to get up. I always found it way easier in the summer. It was lighter, so getting up at 5 a.m. was so much easier than the winter. So I kind of just accepted the tough times and those kind of transitions. And working with my coach really well as well really pushed me. So he knew how to motivate me. And obviously, right now it is obviously a different time because people are just doing it. Obviously, the footballers are just doing it at home. But you can, like we're doing, you can Skype, you can call it one another. I think that's the bonus, isn't it? And there's so much technology now that I didn't have when I was training. Like, you can track it on, like, all those different apps that you have, and you can see who's kind of getting their heart rate higher or done the most. And, like, that kind of competitive element is going to help and bring that out. But it definitely is a challenge. I'm not going to pretend that it was easy, because it wasn't.